WTAW News Time is 6:07. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. If you missed last Monday's reminder, here's today's warning, at least for the 14,000 property owners in Brazos County who split this year's property tax payments. Midnight is the deadline for the second half payment, and tax assessor collector Christy Rowe says state law makes that clear.
It's always frustrating for us on that day after, because people will come in and they'll have absolutely wonderful reasons why they didn't make that deadline. Something terrible will have happened, or they will have been in bed with the flu or something. And unfortunately, we do not have the authority to mitigate or waive or not collect the penalties for late payment.
If you have to go inside the tax office, be prepared to wait in line, possibly outside. Payments can be made in the drop box outside the building, online with a convenience fee, and in the mail as long as you have today's postmark. As most U.S. home builders feel more optimistic about home sales and construction driving economic growth than they have in the last 7 years, in Bryan College Station, things are especially good. BCS Home Builders Association President Michael Schaefer says strong local home building this year is contributing to continuing low interest rates, and more people are settling here, increasing demand.
We've always relied on Texas A&M, somewhat of the health care to bring in new people into the community. But with the hospital, on top of that, the SEC, the BioCorridor, I think that's probably the biggest influx.
Schaefer says the desirability for young families and retirees is increasing, not only from available jobs, amenities, and the location, but the Wall Street Journal and other articles have designated it an affordable place to live. Last year at A&M, the faculty-to-student ratio increased from 19 to 1 to 21 to 1. President Bowen Lofton says admission applications for this year went up by 10%, and the next freshman class will also be larger.
We made offers with the intent of probably having a freshman enrollment of around 8,700 students at the most this fall. We messed up. And more people than we expected, based on historical data, have said yes to the offer of admission this year.
Lofton told university staff recently the freshman class will exceed 9,500. That's out of more than 34,000 applications. College Station ISD has a new director of special services. Friday, Molly Perry was announced as the new head. For the last 2 years, Perry has served as the Special Services Director for Bryan ISD. Before that, she spent 6 years as an educational diagnostician for CSISD. Meanwhile, today at noon, Bryan ISD's board meeting will include hiring a new special education director and a principal at Sam Rayburn Middle School. Caldwell police continue to investigate the death of a former city employee. 63-year-old Benny King was reported murdered Friday afternoon at his residence on Broadway in Caldwell. 37-year-old Nortoris Deer of Caldwell has been arrested and charged with murder and is being held in lieu of a $50,000 bond at the Burleson County Jail. Autopsy results are pending. Members of the William Joel Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas want to move a log cabin built and standing near Carlos since 1855 to property in front of Boonville Cemetery, which is owned by Brazos County. Mervyn Peters asked county commissioners this week for permission, as the chapter also awaits a decision from the State Historical Commission on taking possession of the Turner Peters House located in Grimes County.
What we're talking about is saving an 1855 dog trot log house. It's 51 feet wide, 19 feet deep. It's two bays and a dog trot, the open area that goes through the middle.
Peters says the original site of Boonville, which preceded Bryan as the county seat, is the perfect location for the house.
We think it's visible, we think it's accessible, we think it's protected, we think it's historic. It's everything that that you should want for that purpose. We hope that this is a first step in developing that as a park.
Peters says they have the money to cover the relocation expenses from land that is being sold by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. On our website at WTAW.com, you can see photos and maps. Texas lawmakers will be back in session at the Capitol today to discuss the proposed abortion bill. The bill would ban abortions after 20 weeks of pregnancy and tighten standards on abortion clinics. State Senator Wendy Davis delivered a filibuster to block the bill in the last special session and says there will be a lot of attention on the bill this time.
I do think people will come because there's now, you know, they want to be there. They want to be part of this conversation. They want to have their voices heard, and I would expect there will probably be some public rallies and other activities going on.
Davis predicts the GOP will try to get the public input on the bill open and closed as quickly as possible. WTAW News Time is 6:12 at 70 degrees. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Call them at 268-ROOF or go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Overall, our temperatures will be a bit more bearable this week over last week as we've eased the heat off a bit. Sunshine today should lead to a high somewhere between 90 and 95. For tonight, clear skies, lows will fall to 70. Sunshine tomorrow, we're probably going to be up to about 90 to 95 tomorrow afternoon. Clear through tomorrow night, lows near 70. Sunshine during the day Wednesday, highs near 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. We've got Aggies in the swimming championships. We've got an Aggie on the U.S. national team. And we've got somebody that's doing something that hasn't happened since 1950 with Babe Zaharias. All that and more with sports, and we'll do it for you coming up at 6:50.
Oh, man, get out the flannel sheets. Man,
yeah, it's just a lot cooler,
boy,
isn't it?
Boy, yeah, just burr. Looking for that corduroy this morning.
Yesterday morning was so pleasant.
It was, you know, it was okay, but the problem was there was no breeze. And as a result, it got, you know, I tried to go out and, you know, walk the dogs a little bit about, I don't know, 8:30. It was too hot then, I thought. But today is spectacular.
Yeah.
And will continue to be. Looks like we're going to have lows below 70. My little thermometer said 66 as I was coming in, so that's, and again, it's, I guess, somewhat officially 70 here, but we have north wind, and that's what makes a difference, yeah. And the humidity's down to about 60%.
Yesterday was like napalm hot.
Yeah, it was. So, and again, kind of nice. Next couple of days, only about 90 or so, so we'll actually feel like we could be outside if we had to. But again, with our job, we don't have to be outside.
So. You are correct, sir.
Yeah, that's right. So we don't have to go do a remote somewhere in a parking lot. That's outside in radio.
Yeah, that's a lot of hard work.
I had to go outside and set up speakers. It was terrible. Yeah. Anyway, all right, so motorcyclist arrested in Oklahoma for pretty much being dressed the way he was when he was born. It'd be 18-year-old Billy Buckley rode his bike naked for about 20 miles. When he was stopped, he was wearing nothing but his boots.
And a smile.
Yeah. Actually, he had one boot on a foot, and I think he had the other boot probably placed in the proper situation, because I'm sure there's probably video of this somewhere. So, police pulled him over after getting calls from motorists who obviously couldn't believe what they were seeing. And he told police he had done it to win a $50 bet. He'd done it to win a $50 bet.
Oh, yeah, that's why I do everything I do that's illegal.
Well, again, he was driving from the lake, if that makes a difference. I think it was Chickasaw Lake. He's driving from Chickasaw Lake to someplace else, and again.
How many bucks worth of gas did he spend going those 20 miles?
Yeah, I don't think that's what he's concerned about. I think he's concerned that that's going to cost him $650 in fines.
I'm more concerned about the bugs.
Yeah, oh, yeah, that's true. Man, yeah. Or somebody throwing gravel up at you.
Yeah.
Ow. Info.
Nation.
Yeah. And again, you know, did the bidding start at 20? Well, I ain't going to do it at 20. I'll do it for 50. All right, you got it. You're on.
How about 40?
No. Well, but for 50, I'll do something stupid. Yeah. Again, in Oklahoma, they're getting closer. That's pretty scary.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down, and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Good morning, 618, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. It's July, which means we're at the halfway point.
Yep.
Yep. So 182 on this side, 183 on the other side. So we're right there. It also is the beginning of National Hot Dog Month.
Yay.
Again, why do things like chocolate pudding have a day and hot dogs have an entire month? I don't know. It's National Grilling Month. Thank you for using the right verb. It's National Ice Cream Month, which makes sense. It's Andy Borda Month. It's Bikini Month. It's Blueberry Month. It's National Parks and Recreation Month. It's Cell Phone Courtesy Month. Yeah, right. Yeah, everybody will be courteous with their cell phones
no,
now.
No, they won't.
Oh, okay. It's Canada Day, and it's International Joke Day, so I'll see if we can find a joke to tell in a foreign
so,
language.
So, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Our nation's independence, and we're celebrating Canada Day?
Well, that's today.
Yeah, it's July 1st.
Today. There's
our independence isn't July 1st.
There's a weird deal that goes on in Canada on July 1st. We'll talk about it later today, too. All right, so for birthdays.
Halle Burton is 31. She'd been in several things, including stuff on MTV and VJ. Liv Tyler, 36. She, of course, the daughter of Stephen.
Oh, yeah.
Jerome Aginla.
She doesn't have his teeth, does she?
No, okay. A little, but not near to the extent.
I don't know what she looks like. But
Jerome Aginla is a superstar in the NHL. He is 36. Missy Elliott's 42. Pamela Anderson, 46.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Andre Brower is 51.
He's a really good actor.
Yep.
He's a really good actor.
Right? Carl Lewis, one of the fastest guys on the planet.
Oh, dang it. All right, go ahead. I got audio coming up.
Oh, yeah?
52.
Oh, yeah.
Please play, don't play him singing.
Yeah, I am.
Don't
yes,
you
I
do
am.
That.
I am.
Alan Ruck is 57. He was the guy that was Cameron Fry in Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
Oh, okay.
And he was he was in Spin City.
Yeah, he was.
Dan Aykroyd, 61. Fred Schneider is 62. He's the guy's the lead singer of the 52s.
Yeah, go ahead.
Deborah Harry, 68. Wally Famous Amos.
Oh.
Captain Cookie is 71.
Yeah.
The guy that played Darth Vader, David Prowse, is 78. And Jamie Farr, 79 years old.
Oh,
today.
Really?
Yep.
I didn't have him on there. Jean-Vier Bujold, 71. So there you go. All right.
You just wanted to say that like that, didn't
I
you?
Did, right.
Jean-Vier Bujold.
Here we go.
All right, are we all ready?
No.
Carl Lewis.
Here we go.
Okay. All right.
Oh.
Okay, that's good. No, really, that's good.
Oh, say can you see, and the rockets red flag. Uh-oh. I'll make up for it now.
That song is hard to sing.
For the land of the free.
Oops. Yeah.
Yeah.
There you go. That's Charlie Steiner doing the outtake on that. See, that wasn't very much. It could have been a lot worse. Could have been a lot worse. Could
That's
have done a lot
worse. I don't
know. Yeah, it could have been Roseanne Barr.
Yeah. She's coming back to TV, by the way.
Oh, thank heavens.
Yeah, we'll have one of those for you. All right, so that's, if you want to today, go watch that, and you'll realize that Carl Lewis, and again, was a very gifted runner.
Incredibly gifted.
Yes. Doesn't mean that he's a good singer. So there you go.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One.
When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
Waking up on the right side. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Right, a government watchdog group has found the Pentagon spending more than $750 million to buy Russian-made helicopters and other aircraft for an Afghan aviation unit that lacks the troops or expertise to operate and maintain the equipment. Just brilliant. Now, the Special Inspector General for Afghanistan Reconstruction says that these shortcomings mean that the helicopters and the aircraft destined for the Afghan Special Mission Wing could be left sitting on runways in Afghanistan rather than supporting critical missions, resulting in a waste of U.S. funds. By the way, $554 million just for the helicopter contract alone. More stupidity, your government at work. Government waste, fraud, and abuse.
From coast to coast, from sea to shining sea, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, honey, did you see our utility bill this month?
Ugh, I sure did. It's ridiculous. I wish there was a way to cut it down.
Actually, there is. My friend at work just installed a ductless mini-split system from Fujitsu. He was tired of cooling and heating the ducts in his walls and attic. Fujitsu systems are ductless, so they cool in summer and heat in winter.
Really? With the kids away at school, will we still have to heat and cool their rooms?
Fujitsu systems allow us to set each room to a different temperature, so we're not paying to comfort rooms we're not using. Fujitsu's new Halcyon Hybrid Flex inverters can comfort up to 8 zones for personalized constant comfort.
Wow, that sounds efficient. I'm so tired of wasting money heating and cooling the entire house.
Fujitsu mini splits are quiet and so energy efficient, they could cut our monthly utility bill by 30%. Plus, many utility companies offer rebates of $300 or more. It's the perfect solution.
Sounds great.
Fujitsu General means comfort and savings all year round. Find out how much money you can save by going to ConstantComfort.com and clicking on the energy calculator. That's ConstantComfort.com.
It's the most fun. Make summer's best memories at Schlitterbahn Water Park. Experience endless rivers, thrilling water slides, surfing waves, and uphill water coasters. Plus, splash with the little ones in specially designed play pools. Family-owned and operated, Schlitterbahn Water Park lets you bring a picnic and park for free. Buy your tickets today at Schlitterbahn.com.
We're going to Schlitterbahn.
Winners and losers under health care reform. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you're healthy and you pay for your own medical coverage, your premiums could soar later this year. The Wall Street Journal analyzed the coverage that will be offered in 8 states through exchanges that will be set up under the new health care law. Some healthy people looking for minimal coverage could decide to pay the penalty and go without insurance because of the cost of the policies offered. Consumers with health problems could get a break on the cost of more inclusive policies. Starbucks is exploring potential new products. The company is experimenting with soda fountain drinks in a couple of markets. Consumers in Atlanta and Austin can get handcrafted sodas at Starbucks shops. The soft drinks are offered in lemon ale, spiced root beer, and other flavors. A new report is bullish on the worldwide construction market. Global Construction Perspectives predicts the global market will grow by more than 70% over the next 12 years, led by China, the U.S., and India. Stock futures are higher. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
If you're on Medicare Part B and have diabetes, you're probably at the corner of big changes and where will I get my testing supplies? Starting July 1st, if you use a mail order provider, you may have to find another option. Fortunately, Walgreens carries all major brands, including One Touch, Contour, AccuCheck, Freestyle, and TrueTest. We also accept assignment and bill Medicare along with your supplemental insurance. Talk to your Walgreens pharmacist today at the corner of happy and healthy.
I know my business, but I don't know much about creating a website.
Who has the time to create their own website?
I always thought a website would cost a lot of money. Then I discovered Wix.com.
Wix.com was the perfect solution.
It's so easy. You choose a beautiful design, write what you want to say, and move your images where you want them. No coding, no confusion.
And the best part is that Wix.com is absolutely free.
No matter what size your business, people don't take you seriously unless you have a professional-looking website. Create your own stunning website for free at Wix.com. That's W-I-X.com.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town, they're offered information on businesses. Get your business there first, be an early bird, go to BrazosBounty.com. Nicer, bearable. You can be outside today, maybe, about 94 or so, but then we'll get down to around 90 for our highs later on this week, and then down around 67 or 68 for our lows. Unfortunately, no mention of rain in the forecast right now. We've got 68 degrees outside.
Maybe the trick to losing weight isn't about cutting out foods that are bad for you, but adding in foods that are good for you. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up, brought to you by MSC Opus, presenting Cirque Dreams Rocks, Memphis, Michael Martin Murphy, and more, as part of the new Sparks Will Fly season. For more information, visit mscopus.org.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of their newest gold guide at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free gold guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free gold guide today at 800-466-4994. That's 800-466-4994. American Bullion. 800-466-4994.
Americans are fatter than ever before, in part because of all the processed foods we eat.
In conjunction with that, it's really looking at sugar consumption as well, which has gone up tenfold for some teenagers since 1910. That is causing huge issues with how blood sugar is regulated in the body.
James Colquhoun, author of the book and producer of the film Hungry for Change, says in the fight against being overweight, it's pretty clear that diets do not work.
Just about every fad diet that exists out there is based on the processes of elimination generally. And it's either eliminate this or eliminate that. Now, our approach is about adding in. So add in more hydration in the morning. Add in a salad with every meal. Don't take anything out. And as you add in, you start to feel better and it eventually crowds out the bad stuff. And that works for everybody and completely deactivates the mental neurosis around diets.
Often people will cut down on their meat consumption and replace it with pasta dishes.
And they have the same effect as sugar on the body. So some people say, look, I'm going on a sugar-free diet, and they've cut out soda, candy bars, but they're eating bread and croissants. And bread and croissants converts to sugar the same way that soda and candy bars do in the body.
In the attempt to eat healthier, perhaps you buy fat-free products or sugar-free products.
And if you ask the experts we have in the documentary and the film, they say that these are some of the worst foods that you could possibly eat.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
There's something for everyone on Opus Season 41. Expect sparks to fly when you order your tickets to the hottest Broadway shows coming to the Brazos Valley this season. Don't miss the 10 Tenors on Broadway, Bring It On the Musical, West Side Story, and the 2010 Tony Award winner for Best Musical, Memphis. Order tickets to all four Broadway events with the four-pack for as little as $136. Call 845-1234 or visit mscopus.org.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. With the highest level trauma center in the region, we're here if you need us. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. A&M President Bowen Lofton recently thanked university staff for dealing with what will be another record number of freshmen. The number of applications rose by 10% to more than 34,000, and they were expecting 8,700 to accept.
We're having a little pool in my office right now, but the numbers I'm hearing of the freshman class are between 9,500 and 9,700 being most likely. So over 1,000 more than we had last year. So this will be the biggest jump ever in history in terms of the size of our freshman class year to year.
Lofton says the challenge is making sure the enrollment growth doesn't prevent students from getting degrees on schedule. Today at noon, Bryan ISD's school board meeting will include the hiring of a principal for Sam Rayburn Middle School, as well as a special education director. Bryan's former special education director for the past 2 years, Molly Perry, will now be serving College Station ISD in that same capacity. She was announced as head on Friday. She's worked previously in CSISD as an educational diagnostician from 2005 to 2011. A log cabin built in Grimes County before Texas became a state could be headed to the first county seat of Brazos County. For 15 months, members of the William Joel Bryan chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas have been working to move the Dog Trot Log House off land being sold by the Texas Municipal Power Agency. Chapter member Mervyn Peters asked Brazos County commissioners this week to support moving the cabin to what is the original site of Boonville.
That we take advantage of an opportunity to get an 1855 log house, been dated by some assistance from the university, and it'd be right inside the entrance to the cemetery and to the left, an easy walk through the walk gates that are there.
Peter says they're waiting for approval from the State Historical Commission to take ownership.
They readily acknowledge if TMPA sells that land that they have no say over what's done with the cabin. They can come in there and bulldoze it. They can come in there and burn it. They can just let it leave there, stay there and rot. And they have a chance to put it in a governmental ownership.
Peter says the chapter has the money to pay for moving the Turner Peters house. You can see maps and photos on our website at WTAW.com. With the housing market and local economies in a close relationship, things are looking positive for Bryan College Station despite recent tough times throughout America. BCS Home Builders Association President Michael Schaefer says over the last couple of years, developments such as A&M joining the SEC, the new hospital, and the Bayou Corridor have contributed to a boom in construction growth, stimulating the local economy through a multiplier effect that will continue.
The Bayou Corridor is going to be a significant player in the housing market in the next 5 years. I think people will be blown away with the amount of jobs. I mean, it's incredible. When you start having companies like that, with that many people moving in, then you're going to need more grocery stores, you're going to need more schools. I mean, there's such a big domino effect.
Schaefer feels construction costs and demand will increase the property values of older houses by 5 to 7% each year for the next couple of years. Meanwhile, midnight tonight is the deadline for making your second half property tax payment. Brazos County Tax Assessor Collector Christy Rose says if you have to come inside the office, be prepared to wait.
Our lobby is small in that particular area, and the lines are always out the door and down the street, and it's really warm outside. So we encourage people to try and go ahead and get it in a day or so early, or at the very least start early that day. If something happens and you don't get here on that deadline, we have nothing that allows us to extend that deadline. You can have the greatest excuse in the world, and it's just not good enough.
The payment can be mailed as long as you have today's postmark, or go online, which involves a convenience fee. You can also use the drop box outside the tax office in downtown Bryan. Autopsy results are pending for a Caldwell man who was reported murdered on Friday. 37-year-old Nortoris Deer of Caldwell is arrested and charged with the murder of 63-year-old Benny King, a retired employee of the city of Caldwell. Deer is being held on a $50,000 bond at the Burleson County Jail as investigation continues. For those who like Texas, Tubing, the city of New Braunfels, and a group of tourist-related businesses will be back in court today debating a can ban on popular rivers. It was a move to clean up the Kamal River of having no beer or soda cans in only reusable containers. Tubing companies and Schlitterbahn sued, saying it devastated business. Schlitterbahn attorney Jim Eubanks says they're not fighting the ban for this season, which is halfway over.
My clients already lost the revenue from last summer and most of this summer, half of this summer so far, so we're just going to proceed to a final trial.
A judge is set to hear the case this fall, which means that ban will be in place for the rest of the summer, but it might not be in place next year. And lawmakers are set to return to the Texas Capitol to again debate legislation that would place new restrictions on abortion. Last Tuesday, the final day of the special session, Democratic Senator Wendy Davis staged a filibuster, and protesters made sure the clock ran out before the legislation was passed. Governor Rick Perry has urged lawmakers to work faster this time. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 70 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Health System. We'll have more news for you at 7:06. Or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Brazos Valley progress is everywhere. Planes, trains, and cars are constantly coming and going. Buildings are under construction. And each weekend, thousands of visitors gather for the events that flavor our community. But as we grow, trauma accidents and injuries are growing with us. Safety comes in the form of St. Joseph. Now with the highest level trauma program in the region. We hope you never need us, but we're here if you do. St. Joseph Health System, closer to home.
In the real estate arena, you've heard it's all about location, location, location. With Cherry Rufino and Coldwell Banker United, there's more to it than just location. There's experience. Cherry Rufino has 36 years in real estate, assisting with real-life situations and solutions. There's energy. Cherry has a team of enthusiastic professionals that will walk with you every step of the way. There's confidence. Cherry Rufino uses her creative and extensive resources to guide you from contract to close. CherryRufino.com, award-winning realtor, friend for life.
This is the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. Have you ever studied the lists or catalogs of sins within the Bible? There are a number of such lists. Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5. The point is this: you need to study these lists and the terms found therein. It is critically important. In fact, after listing 17 specific sins, Galatians 5:21 concludes that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, studying and understanding such lists does matter. Come study with us today. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is, bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Good morning, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products, located 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway or at morefeed.com.
Hot weather will continue, though not as warm as last week, which is certainly good news. Some cooler temperatures have moved into the central United States, and we'll certainly feel their effect on our weather. Sunshine today, it'll be 90 to 95. Tonight clear, lows will drop down probably to about 70 or so. During the day tomorrow, it'll be mostly sunny. Highs are probably going to be about 90. The outlook for tomorrow night, clear skies, lows near 70 degrees, sunshine and 90 on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Brazos Valley Bombers win again. The head women's A&M swimming coach is actually going to be an assistant for Team USA, plus a whole lot more baseball and more soccer, as a matter of fact. We'll cover it all for you, and we'll do it in about 12 minutes.
There you are. So, Ralph Reed, he's a conservative, head of the Faith and Freedom Coalition, pushed back a little bit of all those who oppose gay marriage. They're being called bigots. He said, well, by that argument, Barack Obama was a bigot 14 months ago. Uh-oh. Careful. Be careful. But he was. You know, he changed his mind. So,
oopsie.
You know, if it works for others, it would work for him, I would think.
Speaking of shoe on the other foot, did you see the Alec Baldwin homophobic tirade?
Now, you know, and this is interesting.
And what happened to Paula Deen?
Exactly. He, I guess a paparazzi took pictures of his pregnant wife. And so...
Well, he made an inference that she was tweeting or something at a funeral.
Yeah, okay. And so he calls this person a queen, right?
Yep.
And so that gets the gay community upset. And they demand an apology. And, you know, he apologized and they took it down. But where's Capital One on this?
Exactly.
Where is Capital One on this? Because he's their voice. He's their face. He's their spokesperson. Why aren't they yanking the carpet out from underneath him?
Or why aren't homosexual groups threatening to...
cut up their Capital One cards.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you know, it's interesting because I also got a list. I'm not going to do the story today, but of other people who had used the N-word before and gotten in trouble. Guess who's on that list? Alec Baldwin. He's got a little mouth problem, you know?
Yeah.
And
well, how about all the people who've used the N-word and didn't get in trouble?
Well, certainly.
Like every rapper, kids at my school.
But we've had that discussion, you see. If they're of color, they can say it. But it's just, I do. I find it fascinating that Alec Baldwin's mouth doesn't get him in trouble. Somehow, some way.
Because he, you know exactly.
I know. Oh,
yeah,
shocked.
But how much money is Alec Baldwin worth? I mean, is Paula Deen worth more money, so she's easier to...
She is worth more money, you know? But he is just as high a profile as she is.
So what? If he's not making the money,
well,
who cares?
I mean,
he's not bringing money to the people he represents.
No, he's making money. There's no doubt. He's doing fine. He's probably worth $15, $20 million, but anyway. John McCain, when asked about Russian President Poot-y-Poot, and his refusal to let us have Ed Snowden. He said, quote, "We should deal realistically, not a return of the Cold War, but realistically with Vladimir Putin. I think we pushed the reset button back to about 1955. We have to deal realistically with an autocratic ruler in Russia. He dreams of restoration of the Russian Empire." And little Chucky Schumer said, "They should pay a price. They're always putting their finger in our eye." Ow. Ow, that hurt. Anyway, that's fine. I'm just watching. John McCain needs to go get a cookie and sit down next to Jimmy Carter. I mean, he does.
You're absolutely right.
He just needs to get on the porch. I mean, wow. He had his chance and didn't do it. CIA, former CIA and NSA boss Michael Hayden, said recent revelations about the NSA surveillance programs have done significant damage to President Obama, said that on Face the Nation yesterday. Well, we'll see. Hayden said, "In an ideal world, I'd keep all this secret because any of it I make public slices some of my operational advantage away from me." Yeah, but you know, that a little bit too late to put that genie back in the bottle. That thing's pretty much gone.
Yeah.
So, and who was the rock star on Sunday? Would be one Wendy Davis from Fort Worth. She was on three Sunday morning shows. And, you know, we had the soundbite this morning talking about how Governor Perry and Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst willing to put women in harm's way in order to step up on the political ladder. So we'll see what happens.
And I have to say, I'm a Texas woman, and Wendy Davis does not represent me.
I understand.
I'm just going to say that.
Well, the thing is, though, now it's interesting because she wouldn't be able to get elected to a statewide office. And somebody told me she'll have trouble getting reelected in the Texas Senate. I don't know. But I know that she wouldn't get elected statewide. But nationwide, you know, they're ready to collectively put her on their shoulders and carry her on to something bigger and better. I do think what's kind of interesting is the message is getting lost when it comes to what she said because of what she wore. See, she wore this outfit by Erdem, And the company...
You knew that by just looking,
of
right?
Of course, right. The Women's Wear Daily reports the company appreciates that Wendy wore their filibuster suit, you know. They issued a statement in support of her stance on women's reproductive rights. But the people who made her shoes, that's Mizuno, shoes cost $114. They're called the Mizuno Wave Rider 16 running shoes, okay? So traffic on the website has doubled. And, you know, you remember looking at them, they were pink or something, they showed them. And apparently they have, they were specially, they're well padded, and they had, as it says here, a hidden reservoir in the heels for emergency sessions.
Nah.
You understand? Yeah. Yeah, they had that. So I guess she could not leave the floor. What's interesting is the guy who owns the company that made the shoes actually twice was a member of the National Republican Committee and supported Mitt Romney.
Oh, no.
But that's the reason they're not embracing Wendy Davis. But there are a segment of the population who are talking more about her shoes than what she was talking about. And again, it all starts again today.
We're all so deep.
Yeah, and the difference is... The world is why America is watching today. I mean, they're going to be watching what goes on in Austin. They're going to watch the Republican leadership and see how they handle it. So it's nice to be right there in the spotlight for all the wrong reasons. It's 647.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations. South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-9 out-after-5 service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Could you use a little air about now? Texas summers can get pretty stifling, and the wisest gardeners among us make provision to cope with the weather. With 8 or 10 weeks of tropical heat yet ahead, there are some great ways of beating the high temperatures, cooling the summer. Our program today, right after this message. There's nothing better than fresh vegetables grown right in your own garden. Unfortunately, insects help themselves to your vegetables just like you do. Stop them now with Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray. Bayer Advanced Vegetable and Garden Spray is a fast-acting foliar spray. It quickly stops destructive insects. Insects like aphids, cutworms, and so many more. Check the label for a complete listing. It comes in a 32-ounce ready-to-spray and a 32-ounce concentrate. It's rainproof in 1 hour after the application, and it can be applied to lawns as well. Protect and enjoy what you've grown before the insects do. Ask for Bayer Advanced products at your local garden center. That's Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. Read and follow label directions. Go to BayerAdvanced.com for more information and to locate a store near you. B-A-Y-E-R, BayerAdvanced.com, Bayer Advanced. Advanced Vegetable and Garden Insect Spray. If you're trying to cool the summer, you want to maintain free flow of air through the summer. Don't plant dense shrubs and don't erect tall fences and walls that will keep the winds from reaching your pool or patio area. You can build privacy screens that will still allow air to filter on through. Wooden fences can be louvered so they give privacy, yet air can whisk between the slats. Wrought iron fencing is the ultimate in security and enclosure without blocking any of the air movement. Welded wire fencing is less expensive, less formal, and virtually as effective at enclosing, containing, and securing without blocking the breeze. You want to remove the lowest limbs from dense shrubs and shade trees. You can create a horticultural equivalent of a wind tunnel by directing the air beneath the plants and onto your lawn and patio. If you've ever been between tall city buildings on a cold, windy day in the wintertime, you have felt those effects of channeled air. Turn that concept 90 degrees onto its side and you can have the same impact in your landscape. All that wind blowing in from the coast, in fact, in parts of Texas, has to go somewhere. Let it go beneath your trees and large shrubs and onto your sweaty body. Again, to use an analogy from a different element of nature, think about what a river does when it comes through a constricted canyon. By removing lower limbs, you create a sort of rapids of airflow. Misting, more accurately fogging, is an option. Our grandparents used swamp coolers. Parts of Texas still do. These were boxes that hung from windows. Water dripped through excelsior pads around their perimeters and recirculated back through the system many times each hour. As the fan pulled water across the pads, the evaporation of that water cooled the air, which was then blown into the house. This is still the principle by which Texas greenhouses are cooled in the summer, and it's virtually the same concept that restaurants use to cool patrons dining and visiting in their courtyards and on their patios. There are home mist systems that specialists can install around your entertainment zone, and they will cool you down. What more quaint way to tame the heat than to hang a ceiling fan from a huge tree limb or patio roof? Electricians can help you. There are special housings to keep water out, and there are fans that are made to withstand these conditions. Of course, you want to ask for the help of a pro and conceal the fan as best you can. Camouflage green blades, for example, would be better than fire engine red. If you don't want to hang a ceiling fan from above, consider mounting small oscillating fans beneath the eaves of your house or gazebo. There are ways. I'm Neil Sperry. Vines work in little spaces in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Honey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll look at your sports on WTAW. It's 6:52. The Brazos Valley Bombers continue their early season domination of the Texas Collegiate League Sunday night with a 4-1 road win over the Woodland Strikers. The win brings the Bombers' record to 24-4, which continues to be the best start in season history. And team history, for that matter. Jason Gruyere got his first win in his first start after six appearances out of the bullpen. He was asked the difference between starting and coming out in relief.
It is different. You definitely have to make the transition. Out of the pen, you can bring out all your pitches, really, but as a starter, you need to establish your fastball, which I did pretty well, and came out with the win.
Staying on the diamond, the U.S. Collegiate National Team finalized their 24-man roster and will start international competition soon with Aggie Daniel Mengden. As one of the players, they'll start play July the 5th in Matsuyama, Japan. Texas A&M head women's swim coach Steve Boltman has been named the assistant coach on Team USA, and they'll compete in the FINA World Championships in Barcelona, Spain. Boltman joins Aggie juniors Camila Adams and Bria Larson, who earned spots on Team USA at the World Championship Trials last week. In the majors, the Rangers won playing small ball.
It was set by Latos. Here comes the squeeze. It is Bunnett. Latos with the ball, shovels home. It is not in time, and it bounces away. One run is home, and here comes Martin. He will score. 2-0 Rangers.
Yu Darvish struck out eight batters in six-plus innings yesterday to help the Rangers beat the Reds 3-2. Darvish won for the first time since May the 16th, ending his longest professional winless drought.
2-2. In the air toward left center field. That ball's hit well. Barnes not going to get there. This one is off the base of the wall. Kendrick racing around third. Here comes the relay from Elmore. It is a horrible relay throw. The Angels take the lead. Hamilton stumbling down the line. It is 3-1 Halos.
And that's what finished with the Angels over the Stros last night. Emboldened by their pursuit of free agency in the NBA, the Houston Rockets are trying to get Dwight Howard. So they've said Omar Asik and Jeremy Lin are potential trades. That's according to league sources that told CBSSports.com. Houston has secured the first meeting with Howard shortly after the NBA free agent negotiation period, which started this morning at 12:01 a.m. Fred scored two goals. Neymar added another, and Brazil defeat Spain 3-0 in the Confederations Cup yesterday as protesters clashed with riot police outside the stadium. Brazil, a five-time world champion, beat the reigning world champ, European champ, and ended Spain's 29-game, three-year winning streak in competition.
Calling Mr. Mile and a Half, Matt Kenseth has gotten the job done today here at Kentucky. Kentucky.
A one-day rain today hardly bothered Matt Kenseth, who won the Quaker State 400 at the Kentucky Speedway by holding off Jamie McMurray on the final lap. Series leader Jimmy Johnson held the lead for most of the race, stumbled on the restart, and here's Kenseth's take on what happened.
I didn't even see the last restart except for where I was at. I don't really know what happened to him. But, yeah, Jimmy definitely had the best car all day. He was class of the field, so got through the gears there pretty good and was able to clear him down there in 1 and 2. I'm not sure what happened behind me.
Johnson led 182 of 267 laps, but spun out on lap 247 before finishing ninth. In the MLS, the New York Red Bulls shut out the Houston Dynamo 2-0 yesterday. Fabian Espinola scored in the 60th minute. John Steele netted a goal with 2 minutes left in regulation, and Houston remains winless in its last 7 starts. NB Park is having a history-making season on the LPGA Tour, winning the U.S. Open for the 2nd year in a row by 4 shots over I.M. Kim to become the first player to win the first 3 LPGA majors of the season since Babe Zaharias did it in 1950. Next up for Park is the Women's British Open in St. Andrews, and that starts on August the 1st. That's been a look at your sports, and it's all brought to you this morning by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryant, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Right now and all year long, the official site for Aggie Athletics is AggieAthletics.com. The latest releases, video clips, interviews, player and coaches' profiles, results, statistics, schedules, it's all there. For ticket sales and information, go to this official site and click on tickets. AggieAthletics.com. Texas A&M Athletics also has 2 ticket phone numbers, locally in Bryan College Station, 845-2311. Out of town, the AT&T toll-free ticket hotline at 1-888-99-AGGIE. Come join us for a game.
Introducing the new facelift dentures. Your front teeth support your lips. Your back teeth support your face. If your teeth aren't designed for facial fullness, the result is that sunken-in denture look. The facelift denture changes all that. You can expect fuller lips, less wrinkles, a tighter neck, and a stronger chin, restoring your smile and reversing the aging process. Dentures don't have to look like dentures anymore. Call Dr. Michael Reese at 979-846-6515 or visit us online at drreese.com.
John Deere Lawn Tractors are designed to do more, and at Sioux Falls Prater, they're available for less than you think. Just look at the D105 Lawn Tractor, priced at under $1,500 with a big 42-inch deck. Or check out the X300 Select Series Lawn Tractor. With a 4-year, 300-hour limited warranty, you can mow confidently well into the future. Visit Sioux Falls Prater to find the John Deere that's right for you, or see us online at cptractor.com. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Offer in 7/31/2013. Prices and model availability may vary by dealer. See dealer for details.
This is Mitzi Marriott Pampel of Marriott Homes. We feel your home should be an expression of you. We work hard to make the home building process as enjoyable as possible. Our goal is to present each of our customers with the home they've been dreaming of. Our family has been building in the Brazos Valley for over 35 years, one home at a time. Call 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com. Superior workmanship, classic style, and quality materials are standard with Marriott Homes. A tradition of excellence. Voted best in the Brazos Valley since 2004.
There's more than just ice cream in a carton of Bluebell. Picnics and birthdays and welcome home signs. Over 100 years of fond childhood memories. Clear country mornings and a summer sunrise. One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Imagine luscious dark chocolate ice cream with chocolate brownies, miniature marshmallows, chopped almonds, pecans and walnuts surrounded by a rich caramel sauce swirl. Welcome to new Bluebell Rock Slide Brownie Ice Cream, barely legal in 22 states.
One taste and you can't help but wonder how Bluebell gets so many good things in a carton that size.
Look for Bluebell Ice Cream at Hearn Supermarket in Hearn and Franklin Supermarket in Franklin.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Find yourself at Johnson Performance and Wellness Center. Log on to drdrewjohnson.com or call 268-